This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Republicans control the White House, the Senate, the House of Representatives. So when Republicans released the plan to change the tax system yesterday, they can now just press a few buttons and boom, it's law. Wait, there's an army of lobbyists who'll get a crack at this, as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reminds us.
1986 is the last time sweeping tax reform came to Washington. A book was written about the legislation titled Showdown at Gucci Gulch, a reference to the legions of lobbyists who swarmed the Capitol.
It really kind of brought out every lobbyist, every Gucci-shoed, tassel-loafered lobbyist in town.
That's Sheila Krumholz with the Nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics. Krumholz says this year, nearly 2,000 industry groups and corporations have lobbied on taxes, including Comcast, Microsoft, and Altria. Lee Drutman at the think tank New America says if President Trump's plan turns into viable legislation, K Street phones will be ringing off the hook.
Every industry and every interest has something at stake when you open up the tax code. So everybody has something they want to be lobbying for.
When it comes to tax reform, the wealthy and the powerful have the means to battle it out. And to do that, it helps to have someone who knows how to work the halls of Congress. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.